It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, and joining us now is political analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the week's top regional news stories. Well, an attempt to toss out a Taylor school district contract with its teachers has failed. Tell us who was behind that suit, what they wanted, and what the judge said, Jack.
This is very similar to something that happened with Wayne State University and I think the U of M after Right to Work was passed by the legislature. These are all cases of contracts that were signed before the law took effect. The law was passed in December. It didn't take effect till the end of March. And the Mackinac Center, which is sort of a conservative libertarian think tank, and three Taylor teachers sued, wanting the judge to throw the contract out of court. And as I think was very predictable, they said, well, a contract's still a contract. It was valid when it was signed. And, you know, you can't do anything about it now. Now, of course, whenever this contract expires, then I presume they'll be subject to the right to work provisions. But for now, it's a standard contract where teachers have to join the union or pay an agency fee in order to teach there.
A federal judge is going to hear a legal challenge to Michigan's ban on gay marriage and adoptions by same-sex couples. Is the timing right for this in Michigan, Jack?
Well, it's certainly an interesting time, Rita. Of course, Michigan passed a constitutional amendment, state constitutional amendment, back in 2004, saying a marriage is between a man and a woman. But this is federal judge Bernard Friedman, who is regarded as a conservative judge, but he indicated earlier this year, this isn't a gay adoption case, that he was going to wait until the Supreme Court ruled on the whole question of same-sex marriage. The Supreme Court has now seemed to rule that it's sort of a state matter, but there's some ambiguities, and it's quite possible that Judge Friedman could use this opportunity to declare Michigan's law against gay marriage unconstitutional. It's not a law, it's a constitutional amendment, and of course, and then it would go into the federal appellate system, but federal law always trumps state law, but nobody knows what he'll do. But this is set for October 1st, and there'll be a lot of eyes on it.
Indeed. Well, some Detroiters banking on getting pension and health benefits from the city may have to settle for a lot less. What is the city's emergency manager aiming to achieve, Jack?
The city's emergency manager is aiming to achieve economic solvency, and the city, of course, is vastly in debt, more than anyone even realized when he was appointed. The latest figures are something like $19 billion in debt. The emergency manager is trying to get creditors, including city unions, pension funds, to agree to take a lot less than they have coming to them. It's really unlikely that will happen. What is likely to happen is bankruptcy. A front page column in the Detroit Free Press calling for everybody to recognize that it's just time to throw in the towel and declare bankruptcy. The emergency manager is not ready to do that. But whatever happens, it seems likely that a lot of people are going to be in for a rude awakening. They're not going to have the kind of money there that they thought they would. But this will be played out in the courts. It's going to be months and maybe years before we know everything.
Well, Jack, as always, thank you for your insights. Have a great weekend.
You too.